Little Badness, written by Josephine Cox and read by Sherry Baines. Rita Blackthorne's heart was barren and hard. In all of her life, she had never truly loved, but she had hated. She hated now, so deeply she could almost taste it. Beneath the loving gaze of her daughter's soft green eyes, her heart swelled with dark and dangerous emotions. "Don't stare at me, child," she snarled through gritted teeth. "Get up from the floor, damn you." Curled up like a kitten, Kathy was a slim, homely creature, with a nature as warm as her mother's was cold. She was barely 16 years old. Since the day she was old enough to realize her mother hated her, she had yearned for one kind word, one affectionate glance. "I love you, Mother," she murmured. "Don't turn me away." The softly spoken words were uttered from the heart. Rita made no move. She gave no answer. But Kathy's simple plea burned like fire in her brain. The emotions that swept her then should have been those of joy and belonging. Instead, her loathing clenched like a fist in her breast. The girl's voice trembled as she dared to ask, "Have I made you angry, Mother?" Cold and aloof, the woman gave no answer. Again the child entreated, "Why don't you love me?" Besides her mother's chair, Kathy ached to touch those long, slim fingers, to curl her fingers about them and to press them against her face. In the whole of her life, she had never experienced any loving response from her mother. Now, it had taken all of her courage to get out of her chair and bring herself this close. Her timid gaze swept the woman's face. As always, it was cold, forbidding. Her mother was so near, so tantalizingly near. Yet Kathy dared not reach out. Rita Blackthorne appeared not to have heard. Her handsome face was set like stone. Painfully aware that Kathy had come to kneel at her feet, she was almost overwhelmed by the desire to kill. For a moment, it seemed as though she might reply. But then she began rocking the chair in a frenzy, her long, busy fingers moving skillfully over the embroidery in her lap. It was not a labour of love. The needle wove in and out with vicious, rhythmic movements. For a while, the only sounds that could be heard were the muffled sigh of the rockers against the carpet and the loud ticking of the mantelpiece clock.